Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order, and we'll start out with roll call.
Hooper?
Here.
Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
LaPierre?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Faye?
Here.
Timmerman?
Here.
Colbert?
Here.
Burke?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Paquin?
Here.
Bell?
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, this evening we thank you yet again for this opportunity to gather in your sight. May you hear our prayers, and may you be gracious to us and bless us, individually and as a nation. May you grant us understanding, encourage our actions and deliberations. May our faith in you and one another grow beyond our doubts. May you bring us together in unity of purpose. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, through whom all things are possible.
Thank you, Mr. Denisha.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I would entertain a motion for an approval of tonight's agenda. Mr. Fay, and seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes? Mr. Timmerman, seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Kelly tells me there's no communications. So at this point, we'll move into citizen participation. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that would like to address the board? All right, we'll have to call for volunteers. No? Rhiannon? No? Okay, thank you. All right, so presentation of the resolutions. Mr. Hooper. Okay. Keith, are you the techno guy?
Are they all out?
I think so. Has anybody got a live mic?
Okay. I offer a resolution declaring October Domestic Violence Awareness Month and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a keyboard specialist position in the probation department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the Division of Criminal Justice Services for the 2018-2019 Aid to Defense Grant and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Indigent Legal Services for the provision of funding associated with the implementation of Senate Bill S-8114, and Assembly Bill A-10706, an act to amend the county law, the executive law, and the state finance law in relation to indigent defense services, and move for its adoption.
Second by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill an assistant public defender position in the office of the public defender and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Office of Homeland Security for fiscal year 18 PSAP grant and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a full-time dispatcher position in the Emergency Services Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha and Mr. Arquette and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with St. Lawrence Valley Educational Television Council, Incorporated, for an office radio communications antenna on the WNPI Channel 18 tower in South Colton and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the sheriff to utilize funding from the county surplus auction to purchase necessary equipment for the sheriff's office and modifying the 2018 budget for the sheriff's office and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke? Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Sheriff's Office for overtime expenses in the criminal and civil divisions and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Okay, motion carries. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee for a 2019 Police Traffic Services Grant and modifying the 2018 budget for the Sheriff's Office and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 Sheriff's budget to utilize funding toward the purchase of equipment and vehicles for the Sheriff's Office and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Roll call vote. LaPierre?
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Lapierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Mr. Hooper?
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill an assistant district attorney vacancy in the district attorney's office and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper?
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill an index clerk position in the county clerk's office and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Denisha and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Greg, would you like to do Mr. Colbert's resolutions, please?
Sure. Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Office of the Aging to receive state transportation operating assistance to limit funds for St. Lawrence County Public Transportation.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Lapierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Okay.
14 yes, one absent.
Motion carried. Greg, you turn on your mic, please. Go ahead, Mr. Paquin.
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution authoring the chair to sign a contract with New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision Office of Nutritional Services, DOCCS-NS, to provide food products to the nutrition program in the Office of the Aging and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Paquin.
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the St. Lawrence County Workforce Development Board for a youth employment and reining program in modifying the 2018 budget for the Youth Bureau and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Lapierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Paquin.
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Department of Social Services for overtime and training and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Ms. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette? Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Lapierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Paquin.
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a temporary social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Paquin.
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha, Mr. Perkins, and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Paquin.
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a senior social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Arquette and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Paquin.
Mr. Chair, I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert, are you ready for Resolution 23? Thank you, Mr. Paquin.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker slash CPS position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Leader and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, for Intergovernmental Personnel Act Mobility Program and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Tiraman and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a mental health counselor and create and fill a licensed social worker in community services and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Tiraman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Tiraman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution for authorization to fill two laborer positions in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Barton and LaJudas DPC to prepare Appendix A for the multi-use trail capital project.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Arquette and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Department of Highways for equipment repair and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burt. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Okay. Motion 15. Carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to apply for state and municipal facilities program grant funds to purchase a dump truck for the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke and Ms. Bell and Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign documents necessary to accept grant funds for the disposal of tires and authorizing the solid waste transfer stations to accept tires for one day at no charge.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Perkins and Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? Mr. Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't support this in committee, and for the same reasons, I won't be supporting this tonight.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution for adoption of the equalization rates for 2019 county taxes and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Hooper, and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the collection of omitted taxes and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution designating the St. Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce as the St. Lawrence County Tourism Promotion Agency and authorizing the chair to sign the 2019 contract and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution reappointing the Commissioner of Social Services for St. Lawrence County and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hooper, Mr. Lightfoot, and Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill an account clerk position for community services and real property and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Ruth, you want to do the old and new business now? Keep going? Okay. Any old or new business before the board? Mr. Forsyth.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll bring it up again. A couple years ago, I brought up the excess land that we own on the Wagner Road, town of Lisbon. I reached out to Attorney Button. I believe there's about 290 acres or 260 between the two parcels. At one time, the cell tower was going in, so we had to reserve some land. We still got, in case of DEC regulations, another 25 acres, but there's still quite a bit of excess land there. And I just want to see if the board has an appetite for figuring out what we need and disposing of the rest, getting it back on the tax rolls. Go ahead.
Just to be clear, the board retains the right under county law, section 215, to dispose of any surplus real property that it no longer believes the county has any use for.
So I don't know how we proceed from here, but I think it'd be a good thing to take a look at it. And, you know, I don't think we need to own it any longer.
Okay. Any comments concerning Mr. Forsyth's proposal? So is Mike LaCire here? Is Mike here? He was here earlier. Mike, do you have a plan for that additional acreage?
Why have any further use for it? That is no. Okay. We have the towers built. It's up. We're just going to get it lit. And then
what about future uses?
I don't see any for my purposes, no.
Okay. So anyone else from the department head? So, Mr. Chambers?
Yes. Well, as stated, there may be some need for areas for different recycling that may come down from
the organics. Oh, great. Yeah, organics.
That's the only thing that we have some area available, but that would be good to look at that area to see what we would need for future uses.
Okay. What would be the proper procedure here, Ruth or Stephen?
We can bring a discussion item to Finance Committee this month and do some research ahead of time and bring some options to the board.
Okay, that sounds appropriate. Okay, Dave? All right. Any other old or new business? Okay, so next up is the tentative budget presentation. Yep, we'll allow them a few minutes to get set up, so stand up and stretch and converse.
Year, as you may recall, moving over to technology using the monitor, and I think it was a little bit difficult to see. Everyone see okay at this point? Okay. Also last year we took the opportunity to provide you with some relative measures, and you may have noticed when you came in the relative measures were running on the screen as well as when you arrived on the main screen. So we aren't going to run those at the same time we run the budget presentation this year. But those will be available to all legislators on Google Drive as well as this presentation following the conclusion. The theme this year is building upon our foundations. I'd like to take a moment and just review where we've come from. The first year of the budget, the theme was Everything Worth Doing Takes Courage. Our second year in 2017, we titled it Roots to Results. We weren't yet there. Last year, coming into 2018, we called it Measured Progress, and we brought you lots of goals and objectives that we had reached or were on the way to reaching as a result of policy put into place by the board, as a result of department heads who tracked their budgets more closely in the quarterly reporting, and staff who implemented careful consideration before making purchases and making sure to pull in the revenue necessary. And this year, understanding the position we've moved to, we're calling it Building Upon Our Foundations. The agenda for this evening, certainly the introduction. I'd like to go over the goals and recommendations that I'll be making for the end of this year, the 2019 tentative budget summary, going over that category summary that you're very used to seeing, as well as some history associated with both appropriations and revenue. Take a moment to look at not only our general fund balance, but also our other funds that contribute to the overall total for fund balance. I'll provide you again this year, similar to last year, with an option associated with the tax cap. The impact on St. Lawrence County homeowners as appropriated between assessed values of $50,000 to $200,000. The schedule that I've put in place at the moment, we certainly are open to revisions, and then take any comments that you have. Typically, what we'll do is provide you with the presentation and your budgets this evening, and then we'll pick up again following the holiday on October 11th, I believe. 2018 budget goals. We wanted to ensure in 2019 that we were able to reduce our ability to have to borrow. 2018 will be the first year since 2011 that a RAN will not be issued, a revenue anticipation note that we had become dependent upon, like I said, since 2011. Also, we're looking to both restore through savings as well as the appropriation in the 2018 budget, 1% of appropriations into the general fund balance. Tentatively, and you'll see this in your budget books, $6 million will be returned to the fund balance, exceeding the required $500,000, subject to the auditor's adjustments. I believe last year when we presented the tentative budget, we were about $1.5 million away from where we ended up. So it gives you a very good idea of what we'll be looking to return to the fund balance, what ends up being far exceeding that 1%. Recommendations for year end. As I mentioned, we may be looking at as much as $6 million. The capital reserve and the employee accrued liability were created in 2018 and both funded at $500,000. So my recommendation following the conclusion of the year would be to, again, place $500,000 in each of those reserves to have them both situated in 2019 at $1 million. The potential also exists to fund an additional highway project, one of the bridges. I believe they do have the workforce and time to accommodate the schedule. That would also be a recommendation, again, depending on how year ends. Our facility management plan has appropriations through the next 10 years. We'd like to potentially also contribute another $100,000. As you came in this evening, you're starting to see the work on the courthouse project. There's also some renovations undergoing in the treasurer's office. That all of those things will be assisted by additional contributions when possible. That would be $1.5 million. We would certainly exceed the overall fund balance appropriation by more than 1%. I would also like to take a look at reviewing the non-general fund policies, and we'll talk about that a little later. The year-end projections are based on a number of factors. When you take a look at your budget books, you will see that departments have come in under the budgets that were assigned in the 2018 budget. Certainly, social services is a big contributor. Our increased sales tax revenue is helping out in 2018 as well as in 2017. We're continuing to see the savings related to vacancies. The Vacancy Review Committee continues to be instrumental in our ability to both delay when necessary and to have creative discussions about how positions should be filled. We also anticipate some fringe benefit cost savings for this year. Our contribution towards that fund balance and reserve policies I've just reviewed with you, but we'd also like to continue the fiscal oversight and management by our department heads, fiscal and department staff. But overall, the factors have been guided by the fiscal performance and the financial policies adopted by the board. I wanted to take a moment and review the shared revenue. Now, certainly, we have shared revenue in sales tax with the towns, the villages, and the city. We also, beginning this year, shared occupancy tax with the Chamber of Commerce. So these show you under sales tax and under occupancy tax the totals up through 2018, which are projections, and then you can see there where the budgets sit for 2019. I wanted also to share with you the distribution to the, as I mentioned, the towns, villages, and city, so that you can see, though that number is significant for sales tax collections, we keep just over half. There are other revenue streams like the Tribal State Compact funds that we share with Messina and Brazier, as well as NYPA funds that come in that we share with several municipalities. Moving on to staffing, wanted to take a moment and review with you that this year, following no change in staffing, we will be 0.7% increase, or 5.88 positions, FTEs. We've been able to decrease our part-time staff just slightly, but we'll be looking at an additional 5.88 positions of full-time staff. The departments impacted are community services, the district attorney, human resources, real property, the sheriff's office, social services, and there have been hours that have been increased for some of the dispatch part-time staff, exam monitors that perform the civil service exams through human resources, as well as the rates associated with the part-time correction officer staff and election inspectors. We'll review that a little bit later as well. Other employee costs associated with the county are health care. That has been watched very closely. You're seeing here that we've only, as we've talked about, reset the clock when we moved our third-party administrator from Resolve over to Excellus. What we are doing in the budget this year in the treasurer's office, you will see in your budget a breakdown rather than one line that accumulates all the pharmacy costs, admin costs, as well as healthcare costs. It's broken down into three categories, so you can better identify as time progresses what those costs look like individually. Retirement has leveled off, as you can see, for the last 3 years, and what we're looking at for 2019 at $5.8 million. Our partner agencies. Our partner agencies came in and come in every year, just like departments do, to review the work that they're doing, the impact that the funding has in their organizations, and how they might be served by either an increase, and in recent years, you'll recall, a decrease associated with the services. So what we're looking at for 2019 is a 5% increase for Cornell Cooperative Extension, the Chamber of Commerce, Soil and Water Conservation District, and the Historical Association. The Economic Development Agreement with the IDA will be revisited in 2019. We were leaving them funded at $210,000. The $10,000 above their contract amount was identified to be an assist a moment to assist for J&L site match if necessary. So that total increase over 2018 is $39,334. Moving on now to our liability and casualty fund. There's been a lot of discussion about how we pay for and absorb the impact of liability at the county. 2019, the county will transition from a payroll model to a risk and experience model, not unlike what we've done a couple of years ago with workers' compensation. The top five departments impacted by this interdepartmental transfer are the sheriff, highway, district attorney, IT, and the treasurer's office. One of the ways that we've mitigated the increase associated with this model change is the enterprise fund is now working towards paying back the county the amount that's been, I believe since 2001, paid out in claims. That total is $853,000. We've determined that they'll pay back the $853,000 with no interest over 4 years for a total of $213,250 annually. So that will help in departments that are seeing a significant increase in their liability and casualty charge. It will take 4 years for them to fully absorb the cost. That will also relieve the enterprise fund of the obligation to the county. And as you're all aware, the Solid Waste Enterprise Fund acquired their own policy in 2018, so they will not be charged in the Liability and Casualty Fund any longer. Also this year, we've acquired medical malpractice insurance previously what the arrangements were, reimbursement provided to our medical staff. We've acquired our own policy, and as we've continued to talk about over the last decade, stop loss will continue to be evaluated. The county budget summary. If you look at the total county cost, the increase for 2019 over 18 is $194,792, or 4.4% What's important to note is the difference between the increase in revenue exceeding the increase in appropriation. We're looking at almost 3% increase in revenue and 2.5% increase in appropriation. So that gave us some flexibility when we looked at where the levy should come in for 2019. Reviewing for a moment the budget history, when we look at the difference in the tax levy since 2015, we're talking about a variation of $500,000. When we look at the appropriations over the same five years, we're looking at $2.8 million, and in revenue, $3.1 million. And as we've discussed, this is both a measure of very careful management as well as some good fortune that we can all be certain won't last. Want to be better prepared when we aren't in situations like this. Now moving over to take a look at the general fund balance, and then we'll take a look at the other funds associated with the fund balance totals. When you look back to 2014, 3 years into issuing RANs to cover cash flow, revenue anticipation notes were at $10 million. We've moved forward now to 2018, where we won't be issuing a RAND to cover cash flow needs. And our general fund balance is $14.9 million. The immediate impact on the budget is a result of interest reduction of $140,000 going into 2019. The other funds that are calculated as a part of the total fund balance are county road, road machinery, and liability and casualty. And you can see the totals associated with 14 to 18. They remain pretty stable over those years, though they are low numbers. And they combine for a total of 5.9. This year, as a part of that fund balance discussion, two reserves were created, the Employee Accrued Liability Fund and the Capital Reserve, both authorized funds approved by the New York State Comptroller's Office. As I mentioned a few moments ago, they are both currently totaled at $500,000, and we would be looking to, out of the 2018 budget, fund those at the same levels for 19. Now looking for a moment at the contingency account. That has increased approximately $400,000 over 2018, and the items are identified here. Contractual obligations include both the healthcare buyout, which you won't see budgeted in the lines and departments, because it's very difficult for us to know exactly who will choose to take that option year to year. We also have three union contracts that are in place, and four that will expire next year. Vacation buyback and payout is maintained at the same level. Also, energy costs. There's a slight uptick in overtime. This is the 25% set aside where departments have been coming back to the board to have the discussion prior to the expense associated with the remainder of the overtime costs. We've increased the fund balance policy, as discussed with the audit committee and recommended, from $1.65 million to $1.85 million for 2019. We've moved over some of the court commitment and boarding out costs. We haven't seen the same numbers that we saw in 2017 and 2018. However, should that occur, we have some funds available in contingency for that purpose. We've long had discussions about the untargeted contingency, which has been situated at, I believe, 0.2% of appropriations. We've moved that up just slightly to 600,000 this year, not going near the 750 and 1 million that years past allowed the opportunity to hold. And then the capital reserve you've become familiar with prior to the creation of the reserves. The capital reserve is the operational needs for the year that was adopted in 2013 with the five-year plan. That brings the total for contingency to 3.9 million. And here's the list associated with the capital investments that we just discussed, the 500,000 we've annually kept, I believe, for 3 years now. Looking at some technology needs, we'll be coming up on a decade in the new correctional facility, so we're looking at a lease purchase arrangement for the electronics upgrade. We'll be looking at 100,000 for the potential website remodel, as well as a timekeeping system that works with our current financial system. The Civil Service Roster Card program is a homegrown program that we believe we will be taking on in October, City of Ogdensburg Civil Service. The volume necessary, both for our own records as well as theirs, will be supported by a program that Human Resources is working on. For equipment, 40,000 for a prover and for a truck cap associated with weights and measures. The prover we currently have, I believe, is coming up on 30 years old, certainly more than paid for itself. We have deferred this purchase for at least 5 years. We don't necessarily know certainly that we'll have to do it in 2019, but we want to have the capital funds available to do so. And finally, for the infrastructure, the facilities management plan that I mentioned earlier that has a 10-year schedule, has $155,000 dedicated to it for 2019. That brings the total to $500,000. So that brings us to what the increase will be for 2019. With the levy at $47,793,962 is 0.4% higher than 2018. Because we were able to see an increase in the assessed valuation of 1.3%. That will actually decrease the true value tax rate by 0.85. And the true value tax rate for 2019 will be $8.28 per thousand. However, just like last year, I'm bringing you a recommendation and an option for you to consider. When we talk about the tax cap for 2019, as you know, we did not use the tax cap for 2018. So we have $2.1 million available for the tax cap for 2019. We did use, as I mentioned earlier, $194,000 with the increase over the levy for 2018. So that leaves $1.96 million available to remain under the tax cap. Similar to last year, we had 1.6 available under the tax cap, and I brought you an option. This one would include 500,000 to fulfill from 0.8%, which is set aside in the appropriations for fund balance. That 500,000 would bring it up to the 2.3 million to be at the 1%, as well as an additional capital investment of 500,000 for 2019. That would still leave the board with a credit of 960,000 going into the budget for 2020. Now, when the tax cap credit is figured for 2020, the challenge we face is that number will be decreased by a percentage. So you won't have the full value of the 960. And in this scenario that I just described, the new levy would be 48.7, and in parentheses is the levy that I'm presenting to you tonight. And the true value tax rate with this increase would be $8.46 over the $8.28 I'm presenting tonight. Similar to last year, this is certainly something that we can discuss throughout the committee schedule for the month of October and make a determination if there's an interest in moving in this direction. The impact on homeowners. So as I mentioned at the beginning, the variety of assessments from 50,000 up to 200,000 will see a decrease at $3.17 per thousand for $50,000 home, up to $12.66 per thousand for a home valued at $200,000. And these numbers will all be available to you on Google Drive. That brings us to the tentative budget schedule. At this point, I will hold the schedule that we've held for the last year, which would include the jurisdictional committee's operations on the 15th, Services Committee on the 22nd, and Finance Committee on the 29th. The departments that report to those committees will be present and available to you to answer questions, to review, and provide any information necessary. We'll also be providing you again the department summaries, which include both an organizational chart as well as a narrative associated with the changes year over year. We do not have a meeting scheduled for next Monday as the county's closed for business due to Columbus Day holiday. Holding to this schedule would provide the opportunity to hold the tentative public hearing prior to the November board meeting and consider adoption of the 2019 budget on November 5th. Now, in my review of County Law Section or County Law 355, I'm permitted to present you with the budget from October 1st, which is today, through November 14th. The budget must be adopted, as you'll recall, by December 20th. I am happy to schedule reviews department by department if the board chooses. And in closing, I just want to make a few comments and share with you the hard work and thoughtful effort that went into this tentative budget. It is now yours to deliberate upon and determine how you would like to proceed. I want to thank you for your commitment to the county and understand that we'll provide you with your budget books this evening. Your department summaries will come next week, and we're certainly willing to answer any questions and provide any details that you would like.
Does anyone have any questions for Ruth? Mr. Leader.
Yes, they are. If the tentative budget is adopted as presented.
The alternative. With
the recommendation, they would go up from 836 to 846. That's correct.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Forsyth.
Website 100,000 timing.
Yes. There's an interest in potentially upgrading the website to new technology, as well as potentially looking at a timekeeping system for county buildings and county staff.
Okay. And the suggested at 846, how does that compare to 2015?
I can get that for you. Yeah, you could. Yep. In 2015, the levy was 47.2. Yeah, we can get you the true value tax rate from 15.
I think it was, wasn't it $8.30? No, last year was budget was $8.39, wasn't it now?
$8.36
this year?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else,
okay,
Dave?
One last one.
Okay. Sure.
If we don't take a grant, if we don't plan on going, if it came down that we miscalculated, misjudged, how long would it take us to secure it?
I would ask Renee to answer that question.
If we came to find out that by not taking the grant, it did put a show
4 weeks?
4 weeks to 6 weeks.
You would know planning.
Yes, actually,
we have just finished the full cash flow, and I planned on bringing it to finance just to deliver you where we're at, but we're not projecting. We're solid. So I can tell you that, but I just haven't given. Yeah, no, I think we're, you know, I think it's going to be tight at the normal times, but not that we're needing to borrow.
Anyone else?
If I
could
add.
Sure.
When we were talking about, I think when you were looking at the rate per thousand, and Ruth had given you a couple of options for additions, you know, a couple of recommendations for 500,000 for capital and 500,000 for
amount
for fund balance. I had done a calculation to actually see what the increase could be without having actually any increase on the rate per thousand. So if we wanted to hold steady at the $8.36 per thousand, we could actually go partway to some of Ruth's recommendations. There's about $427,000 room, and that would still mean no increase in taxes, increase in the levy, but no increase on taxes to residents. So,
Mr. Timmerman,
not so much a question as a comment, but great job. If you look back at where we were 4 years ago, I was called wildly optimistic to think we could do $3 million a year to fund balance, and you far exceeded that. So congratulations to you and your staff. You did a great job. I just wish the rest of New York could follow our example.
And because I've thrown a lot of numbers at you, your budget books are going to be delivered now. Inside the cover is an executive summary. So it lays out for you the tax rate, appropriations, revenue, sales tax, retirement, health insurance, some of those quick numbers that people often will ask you. So it's got 18 as well as 19 numbers for you. It talks to the goals and objectives. It talks to the personnel changes. And it also carries across that average impact on the homeowner that often you'll also see questions about.
Any other questions for Ruth? So Ruth, seeing none. It's my understanding with the general fund balance of 14.9, 2.7 in the road machinery and liability casualty at 3, that fund balance now is at 20.6 million approximately.
For 2017, the
yes.
Total fund equity is 24.2.
24.2?
Correct.
So that's a long ways from the negative 3. That's great news. That's right.
That's all funds. He's asking about
the only thing that I would say, in addition to other people's comments, is that we're still having properties in the tax sale. I would like to continue to stay on the same line and continue to reduce taxes. Entertain a motion for adjournment. Mr. Fay, seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Ruth.